Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tony and Vivina with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, a review conducted by the Queensland Human Rights Commission has recommended strip searches in female prisons to be called off. It found the practice harmful for those who suffered physical and sexual violence and suspected hidden contraband rarely found. Queensland Human Rights Commissioner Scott McDougall says the practice needs to be replaced by modern technology alternatives.
A hearing for the Queensland Human Rights Commission continues, involving the Australian Muslim Advocacy Network and X, formerly known as Twitter, to hold the platform accountable for Islamophobic tweets. According to a lawyer representing Aman, widespread tweets inciting hatred were downloaded in Queensland, causing harm to local Muslims. While lawyers for X argue the platform has no responsibility under Queensland legislation, Aman's counsel, Ron Merkel, says it's important to reinforce how the courts are not powerless to restrain illegal conduct that is occurring in Australia.
In national news, scientists have criticised the Australian government in their backing of renewable energy, however possessing no plan to cut the use of fossil fuels. The move has been labelled by climate change scientists as missing half the equation, with leading climate change scientist Professor Leslie Hughes calling it cognitive dissonance. Hughes, the co-founder of a Climate Council review released on Wednesday, found Australia should be cutting national carbon dioxide emissions by 75% by 2030. The government's current target is 43% cut by 2030.
Tasmanian business Sea Forest has been shortlisted for the Earthshot Prize, a global environmental prize that recognizes solutions to the world's environmental challenges. The company cultivates the Australian red seaweed Asparagopsis, which is fed to cows and sheep to prevent methane production. Sea Forest co-founder Sam Elsom says being nominated for the award was a huge pat on the back for local research and innovation.
In international news, Azerbaijan has begun what it's called an anti-terrorist operation, targeting Armenian military positions in the Nagorno-Karabakh region amid reports of heavy artillery fire. The country's defence ministry announced the operation yesterday, 2 hours after two civilians died in landmine explosions in the area. The operation has raised concerns that war could resume between Azerbaijan and Armenia, which occurred for 6 weeks during 2020.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That is all for your news at 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.